Lee Curley.
Yeah, a chance for me and Jude to ask a couple of questions around the game of rugby league straight to Del. Go away.
Let's kick it off. In your opinion, Del, is it time to blow up the bunker?
Yeah, I think so. I think I went on that tour 3 or 4 years ago. I think they paid $3.5 million. Mate, it's unbelievable. You'd like to see it, boys, to the inside and what it's done.
I'd like to see some people in it that know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's right. So for me, hopefully they blow it up a little bit. Mate, I wouldn't mind going back to just being accountable, the touch judges and the referees, a bit more.
It's a multi-million dollar investment.
I know. It's not working, and the people in it, the education's there, but they're just getting it wrong.
All right, Brad Fittler was vocal during the week about reducing teams in Sydney, calling for a Dragon Shark merger and a Penrith Tigers merger. Do you agree?
Freddie. I love Freddie. Freddie's the GOAT, but, I think he's been around the GOATs too much. The Sharks and the Dragons, that won't mix, and that this certainly wouldn't be the GOAT. Penrith Tigers, you just got, at the moment, we need hope and we need teams to be their own identity. I think it's somewhere down the track, but at the moment, no way. It wouldn't work.
So you wouldn't reduce any of the Sydney teams at all?
Mate, I think you do have to, but you're going to have to look which ones you do reduce. Not at the moment, and not those teams.
Okie dokie. If Sonny Bill Williams, after years out of the NRL, returns and helps the Roosters to win a third straight premiership, not done since the 80s, will he go down as the greatest of all time?
I don't think he'll be the greatest, but he'll be certainly in that conversation, because he's not going to be the player that he was, but what he'll bring to the Roosters is going to be that X factor and that experience on and off the field.
20, 30 minutes coming off the bench, that type of stuff. And the culture around the club, they're still saying what he brought in 2013.
Yes. Yeah.
The players are still those little 1%ers.
Bravo, having going.
And just, and what he does too, just in defence and attack, those moments you talked about momentum before, the shift of momentum, he will bring that and he will stop that if he needs to.
Okay, Del, finish this sentence. In 2021, Cameron Smith will be playing for?
Storm.
Okay, Do. Yep. In 2021, Harry Grant will be playing for?
Storm.
Will be the Roos.
No, what?
The Roosters.
The Chooks.
Mate.
I think the Chooks.
Mate, can I just say this? I know that you've produced some young players, but listen, Harry Grant will not be going to the Roosters.
Where will he be?
He'll be at the Storm.
Okay, so if they're both at the Storm, where are they playing?
I think they're going to have to shift Cameron Smith into the halves if he wants to stay. I think you've got to give Harry Grant the hooking spot, because he's going to be the hooker for the next 10 years, Queensland and Australia.
Okie dokie. We're going to talk all Indigenous round next. Who's your favourite Indigenous player of all time? Give us a call on 1-333-53. And also we've got an interview with Georgie Rose, everyone's crowd favourite, talking about the Indigenous round. It is the Dead Set Legends. More coming up in just a sec.